This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Details are coming in now on a developing story this afternoon, a fatal boat explosion in the Hudson River off West Harlem. Several employees of the Department of Environmental Protection were working on the vessel. One was killed, two others injured. The boat was docked at the North River Wastewater Treatment Plant near West 138th Street when it happened around 10:30 this morning. The name of the 59-year-old victim hasn't yet been released, and no word what shape the two survivors are in. No details yet either about what might have caused the blast. Stick with 1010 Winds for updates on this developing story. Now, despite the fact that it is not exactly beach weather, Jones Beach is jammed with spectators today for the annual air show. The Air Force Thunderbirds are this year's star attraction.
The Memorial Day weekend honors the men and women who died while in the military, fighting so we could be free. A big part of that celebration is the air show, featuring military units from the Army and the Air Force. But Parks Department spokesman George Gorman says there's so much more.
Well, we often have some of the best civilian pilots in the world. So not only will you see magnificent jets flying around, but you'll see the civilians doing the loop-de-loops and all those things that excite the crowd.
If you do plan a visit to Jones Beach, dress to stay warm, because as Vincent Hartman and his young son found out, it's cold at the beach.
It's probably the coldest show I've been to in the last 6-7 years.
Need a sweatshirt rather than a swimsuit.
Absolutely, a pair of sweatpants and some hand warmers.
So enjoy the Memorial Day weekend, everyone. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at Jones Beach.
And in addition to the Thunderbirds, the show features the Army Golden Knights parachute team and demonstrations from the Navy, Coast Guard, and Long Island's own 106th Rescue Wing, Air National Guard, based in West Hampton Beach. Now, police are telling us of a violent assault in the Bronx this morning. The victim, a man who was punched, kicked, and stabbed by two other men who robbed him. Investigators say it happened a little after 4 a.m. on St. Peter's Avenue in Westchester Square. The 27-year-old victim, now in the hospital, but police say he is stable. They're still looking to nail the suspects who made off with his cell phone and wallet as well. Well, a march today in Lower Manhattan to protest New York's mask ban included in the new state budget. The ban creates a new criminal charge for anyone accused of using a mask to hide their identity when they menace or harass someone else. Critics claim the ban discourages peaceful protests, and Evan Sachs of march organizer ACT UP New York says it violates the rights of those who mask up for medical reasons.
It's very important because so many people, myself included, need to mask for health. You know, you won't always be able to tell who is masking for health.
Plus, rally-goers say masking should be encouraged for public health reasons, not demonized. The mask is a reaction to events of last year when images of mask-wearing Gaza war protesters on a subway train went viral. Well, the Trump administration is taking on four cities in New Jersey over immigration. The Trump Justice Department says it's suing Newark, Jersey City, Paterson, and Hoboken to force them to cooperate with ICE agents in their immigrant roundups. The lawsuit seeks a court order to stop what it calls sanctuary city policies. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala telling 1010 Winds his city supports immigrants, and the lawsuit won't change that.
This is what America is about, immigration and welcoming immigrants. It's Hoboken's identity. It's who we are. So we won't back down.
Paterson Mayor Andre Saya, meanwhile, also saying his city will not be intimidated. And it isn't only New Jersey. The feds have also announced similar legal action against upstate Rochester to force cooperation with their mass deportation policy, as well as the cities of Chicago and Denver and the state of Colorado as well. Well, two people now charged in connection with the kidnapping and torture of a crypto businessman in an apartment in Soho. Police say John Waltz, Beatrice Fulci, and a third suspect who's still at large lured the victim back from Italy to access his crypto account and then kept him locked up at a place on Prince Street. Kieran Tully was right across the street when Waltz was arrested.
He was dressed in his bat robe and bare feet. And they walked him across the street and put him in a police car.
The 28-year-old victim says he was kept in the apartment for weeks where he was tortured while the suspects tried to extort him for millions in crypto. He told police he finally made his escape yesterday because he'd been told it would be his death day. He's being treated now at Bellevue for his injuries.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.